Chapter 3: The Dark Knight's Escape. Ron had been a successful robber for a long time, but then he became an ordinary prisoner. Of course, he did not like such turn in his career. After just 2 months in prison, he managed not only to think of a plan of escape, but he also coordinated everything with his partners in crime who were at large. They visited him in prison several times, and during these meetings they coordinated everything on the sly. And finally the day of the escape came. Ron was in a good mood. He waited for the night to come, and at the appointed time, he was ready. He made a rope out of several sheets, then he lowered it down out of the window through the bars. The camera was situated on the fourth floor, so he had to do his best. The night was absolutely dark. Ron hoped that the rope and his partners in crime would not be noticed. He waited for a few minutes, and then he began to worry. Then he received a signal from below. Someone pulled the rope 3 times. It was the signal they agreed to. It meant that everything was ready. Ron was very glad and started to pull the rope back. It did not take him long. Soon he pulled into the room a large bundle through the bars. "Excellent," he whispered. He asked his partners in crime to put a loaded gun into the package. Ron planned to use it against the guards. He hoped to make the guards open the door with the help of the gun. Ron started to unwrap the package, but it was wrapped with the paper and scotch tape in many layers.
"Idiots," Ron thought. "It's not a Christmas present. What were they thinking about?"
He was angry, and there were no scissors or knife in his cell. He had little time. The tape made a loud noise when Ron began to unwrap the package. Ron started to worry that the guards would hear the noise. Trying not to make noise, he began to unwrap the tape layer by layer. It took him 40 minutes. Cursing the stupidity of his partners in crime, Ron finally reached the paper. He began to unwrap the paper. Finally, under the paper, he saw the box. "Packed up like in the store," Juan whispered angrily. But having carefully examined the box, it appeared to Ron that all seemed to be much worse. It was not the box with the gun. It was the Bible. For a minute, Ron just sat and looked at the book. He could not understand anything. Ron came to only when he heard the laughter of the guards. At that moment, the policeman who led Ron's case entered the room. It was David.
"What's up, buddy?" David said to Ron. "I advise you to open the book and read a prayer for your partners, as they will spend their first night in a cell tonight."
"Yes, yes, we arrested them successfully," David smiled at Ron's surprise.
"We heard you were planning to escape," David explained. "Then we considered it and decided that the Bible will be more useful for you." "Well, enjoy reading, Ron,"